Previously on Wake Up, a slingshot story.
And you had a third on the lander, right?
Shire. He lost it, washed out before we got off Mars.
Ezra, I'm trying to help you, but you have to let me. I'm going to recommend we keep you here, under observation, for 24 hours.
Centrifuge activated.
Whoa, wait. Emergency shutdown now!
I am inside the centrifuge! I am unsecured! I need to...
You're gonna take me, and you're gonna tell me everything. Or I'm gonna kill you, Doc.
This is Wake Up, a slingshot story. A three-part podcast event from LA Times Studios, paid for by Bleecker Street and Bluestone Entertainment, in support of the film Slingshot, only in theaters August 30th.
Where? Ezra? Where? Let me go.
Can't do that, Doc.
Let me out. No!
Doc, what are you doing? Don't open the door! I told you not to open the door.
Crop failures across the Midwest is sending shockwaves through the agricultural sector that could ripple throughout the global food supply. Unprecedented heat.
Who was that?
Phoebe. How you feeling, Doc? Sorry I had to hit you. Again. First time getting punched in the face.
I don't know what you think's going on, or what this could possibly do about it. But you need to stop this car. Cut me free, and we need to get you help.
Well, that's where we're going, to get help.
From who? Bennett Shire? Ezra, I told you, he can't help you.
I think you're doctoring our records to make it look like we have issues in case we go sideways. Like Jin did. And my question is, why are you assuming we will? Is it the drugs? Some variable you can't control?
You don't know a goddamn thing. You clearly don't understand what we're doing. The stakes, if we fail. It's Apollo. Oppenheimer. Urgent science does not allow for perfection. You get as close as you can, and live with the difference.
I guess that makes us the difference. Sit back, Doc. We got a ways to go.
Time to wake up.
Do us both a favor and don't try to run, Doc.
We're in the middle of nowhere. Where am I running to, Ezra?
What are you doing here?
Mr. Shire, my name is Ezra Keaton. I'm part of the Odyssey Project in training for a mission to Titan.
That doesn't mean shit. How did you find me?
Doc kept tabs on you.
Hello, Ben. I wasn't going to come for you. I just needed to know... Well, you were, in case some...
Right! Next one takes your legs.
Believe me, I can appreciate wanting to shoot the doc, truly, but you got us all wrong here. This was my idea. I just want to talk.
You don't like him either.
No, I don't.
He kidnapped me. If that helps.
What do you want? Go on and sit.
I can see why you like it out here, Mr. Shire. It's peaceful.
Just Ben. And you don't know the first damn thing about me.
Yeah, well, the project has seen to that. They erased you from the records, so I was hoping you could help by telling me about Mars. About Leslie Foster. What really happened?
You're taking the drug already, aren't you? For hibernation?
We are. Conditioning ourselves for the trip.
I never knew if that's what caused Foster to snap. Or me, I guess. But after we started using it, there was a darkness in me that wasn't there before. I hear things. Think about hurting people. Myself.
You were traumatized.
I told him. And he didn't want to hear. I started to think they might... I didn't feel safe. So I came out here. I don't trust them And I don't trust myself. If I do something, if something happens out here, it just happens to me.
Ben, do you mind if I make a recording of what you're saying?
Go on if you want.
What happened to Leslie Foster?
Storm blown up. Foster was... She...
Hawks, you have eyes?
Negative. Shire, what are we doing out here?
Captain Foster, you copy? Captain Foster, where are you?
Can't even see the goddamn safety line. We can't stay out. We're gonna get lost in this shit, too.
We have to find the captain.
She's fucking crazy, Shire. She wants to run off in the middle of the dust storm on Mars. What are we supposed to do about it? Let her go.
I'm not going back without her.
I'm not doing this. I'll get on the scope inside. Maybe I can spot her.
Hawks, we have to... Captain! Wait, I see her. I've got her. Captain Foster! Captain, we have to get inside. Cap! Wait! What are you doing?
I need to get out of this. Shire? What is it?
Captain Foster! She's trying to take off her helmet.
I don't want
to. The fuck? Foster, stop!
I remember dragging Foster to the lander, trying to get her helmet on at the same time. But she was gone. And they lied about it. Him, Hawks, all of them.
You're both delusional. He's insane, and you're listening to him.
That man is a destroyer. He needs to be stopped.
Ezra, it's Phoebe, again. She's worried about you. I understand why you feel the need to do something, but you and I both know you're confused. You're hurting because of what happened to Jin. Let me help you. Oh, what are you doing? Ezra. Put the tire iron down.
What did you do to Shire?
Nothing.
Stop lying! What about Jin? Or Foster? Me? I told you you were going to tell me everything or I was going to kill you, Doc. So?
So, are you... Are you here on the side of the road? What would it prove, Ezra? What could it possibly solve?
Fuck!
Stop. Stop, please.
Last chance.
It doesn't work. The hibernation drug. Not perfectly. In a certain person, and I don't know why, it causes psychosis. Suicidal ideation. I think it may have something to do with the slingshot, the extreme physical trauma of the maneuver causing inflammation, increasing the production of free radicals that can damage DNA, but that... It's only a theory.
So this is everyone? It happens to everyone who trains for Titan?
No. Not yet, at least. Which just makes it harder to understand. We have to reach Titan, Ezra. Go beyond. This is about saving our species. Humanity can't wait on perfection.
So, if we die?
Then it's for the greater good.
Is there a way to stop it? If I withdraw from the project, stop taking the drugs...
You saw Shire. He's been out for years. It doesn't work that way.
Just get in the car, Doc. Go on in, Doc.
Ezra, is that you?
What are you going to tell him?
I've been trying to call you. I'm really sorry about before. I thought we... Oh, Dr. Sard, hi. Are you okay? Where have you been?
Why don't we sit, Phoebe? You too, Doc. You want a beer?
God, yes.
What's going on? What is that?
Press play.
It doesn't work. The hibernation drive. Not perfectly. In a certain person, and I don't know why, it causes psychosis. Suicidal ideation. Urgent science does not allow for perfection. You get as close as you can and live with the difference. I remember dragging Foster to the lander, trying to get her helmet on at the same time. But she was gone. And they lied about it. Him, Hawks, all of them.
Sarge's changing our medical records to make it look like we're already sick, in case we have a reaction to the hibernation drug. And then he can say we were depressed or unstable when we snap. Jin unbuckled that harness, but those drugs made her do it, Phoebe. I'm going to the press. I need your help. You said Titan can't wait, Doc. I get why. And I know there are no guarantees in this job, but it is not just up to you if we live or die. People deserve to know so they can decide for themselves.
All recordings deleted.
Phoebe, what did you just do? What did you just do? What did you do?
What I had to. We can't leave anything to chance.
His whole fucking method is chance!
That's not how we see it.
Who the fuck is we, Phoebe?
The Project, Ezra.
No. No! No!
Ezra! Stop!
Phoebe, what are you doing with a gun?
Ezra, I don't want to shoot you.
Domestic disturbance detected. I'm contacting authorities.
Suspect down. We need an ambulance.
He's gone.
Miss Weathers. We are all obviously very upset. As some of you, I think, know, Ezra and I are... We'd been in a... I'm sorry.
It's all right. Look, what happened with Ezra was a tragedy. But we have a mission. And we're not going to be deterred.
It's stressful. It's more stressful than I think anyone who isn't part of these crews could ever understand. I just wish I could have helped him.
All we can do is remember and move forward. I hate those fucking dog and pony shows. Let's just get back to work.
If you hadn't turned on the goddamn centrifuge when Ezra was inside, none of this would have happened.
You don't know shit. I was just trying to solve the problem.
That's not your job. It's mine.
She doesn't need your help, Paul. We all need to be on our best behavior.
Paul, Carrie, John. You are emerging from deep hibernation inside the Odyssey Project simulation facility. Please be careful. The drugs used to induce hibernation can cause mild side effects, including confusion, nausea, dizziness, and disorientation.
Paul, can you hear me?
It's October 21st. You've been in torpor for 2 weeks. Carrie, follow the light.
Does this ever get any easier?
You have no idea, kid.
Wake up.
Is anyone hearing that? What? Ezra? You don't hear that?
Wake up, Cap.
This has been Wake Up, a Slingshot story from LA Times Studios, paid for by Bleecker Street and Bluestone Entertainment, and support the film Slingshot, only in theaters August 30th.